We need a chick.
Yeah. We need a chick who's cool.
Yeah. A chick who doesn't suck. No, wait a minute. That's not what I meant. We need a chick that's got tattoos on her butt.
Yeah. We need one of those chicks.
Yeah. And, like, a chick who's, like, you know, been around the block.
Yeah. Like, a chick who's older, who's, like, done it a lot of times.
Yeah. We need a chick that used to be married to some dork, and so now, like, she's all wild and stuff.
The fuck?
Yeah. It's like it needs to be louder. Loud.
Is this like wuss music? This sounds like Nelson.
Gentlemen, Butthead has left the building.
No, he hasn't. He's in the toilet. He's in the toilet. Ladies and gentlemen, Butthead is in the toilet. Yeah. That was cool.
Marvin, what do you make of all this?
Man, I don't even have an opinion.
Well, you gotta have an opinion. I mean, do you think that God came down from heaven and stopped...
Oh, what the fuck's happening? Oh, man.
Oh, man, I shot Marvin in the face.
Why the fuck you do...
Thank you. The popcorn you're eating has been pissed in. Film at 11.
When you're feeling sure. He says this restaurant has the best salad bar in town.
Well, it damn sure better have.
Doctor.
Yes, sir.
I don't see a salad bar.
Look, sir. Maybe they serve seafood.
Not funny, you idiot. What are you looking at, you peckerhead?
Nice uniform. Makes me wish I'd worn my sailor outfit.
I'm getting out of here. Move it, move it, move it.
I don't think cutting in's allowed, sir.
Nice collar.
We'll be right back.
Just take me a second, and you will see the Celine you have only dreamed about. Oh, this mirror is just so small, I can't see my hair. Oh, it must look awful, doesn't it? It does. It looks dreadful, doesn't it? I know it does. It looks awful. You would tell me the truth, wouldn't you? How does it look?
Here, see yourself.
Sweet of you to come back.
How can it send us back, child? We're already here. And so are you.
I didn't open the box!
Didn't open the box? And what was it last time? Didn't know what the box was. And yet we do keep finding each other, don't we?
Oh, Kirsty. So eager to play,
so reluctant to admit it.
Perhaps you're teasing us. Are you teasing us?
I've come for my father!
But he is in his own hell, child, and quite unreachable.
I don't believe you!
But it's true. He is in his own hell, just as you are in yours.
And what about you?
We have no more surprises.
We've always been here.
But please, feel free, explore. We have eternity to know your flesh.
Doctor, let me tell you something about myself. I'm a college man and I'm very wealthy. I got no time to trifle with trash like you. So I must be about my business. My brother's a machinist in a textile mill. Make more money than you ever will. Just got married to a Polish girl. Sisters of dance up in Baltimore. Small cafe on me. She run off a Negro from the Eastern Show. Doctors didn't even know his name. Get me back on my feet again. Back on my feet again. Open the door, set me free. Get me back on my feet again. Took her down to Mobile on a railroad train. Said, driver, take me to the Hotel Three. Went into a washroom, washed his face and hands. He come out, he was white as you or me. He said, girl, I ain't a Negro, I'm a millionaire. As you can plainly see. After my money, proud to say that you were only after me. Gonna teach you to play polo and how to water ski. Won't have to dance no more. Not no longer have to pretend to be a Negro from the Eastern Shore. Give me back on my feet again. Back on my feet again. Open the door, set me free. Get me back on my feet again. Doctor, doctor, what you say? How about letting me out today? There ain't no reason for me to stay. Everybody's far away. Get me back on my feet again. Back on my feet again. Open the door, set me free. Get me back on my feet again.
In the lesson, will those of you who are playing in the match this afternoon move your clothes down onto the lower peg immediately after lunch? Before you write your letter home, if you're not getting your hair cut, unless you've got a younger brother who's going out this weekend as the guest of another boy, in which case collect his note before lunch, put it in your letter after you've had your hair cut, and make sure he moves your clothes down onto the lower peg for you. Now,
sir, Yes, Weimer?
My younger brother's going out with Dibble this weekend, sir, but I'm not having my hair cut today, sir, so do I move my clothes
down? You should listen, Weimer. It's perfectly simple. If you're not getting your hair cut, you don't have to move your brother's clothes down to the lower peg. You simply collect his note before lunch, after you've done your scripture prep, when you've written your letter home before rest, move your own clothes onto the lower peg, greet the visitors, and report to Mr. Viney that you've had your chit signed. Now, sex. Sex, sex, sex. Where were we? Well, had I got as far as the penis entering the vagina?
No, sir.
Well, had I done foreplay?
Yes, sir.
Ah, well, as we all know all about foreplay, no doubt you can tell me what the purpose of a foreplay is. Biggs.
Don't know, sorry, sir.
Carter?
Was it taking your clothes off, sir?
Well, and after that?
Oh, putting them on a lower peg, sir.
Purpose of foreplay is to cause the vagina to lubricate so that the penis can penetrate more easily.
Can we have a window open, please, sir?
Yes, Harris, will you? And, of course, to cause the man's penis to erect and ha-then. Now, did I do vaginal juices last week? Oh, do pay attention, Wadsworth. I know it's Friday afternoon. Oh, watching the football, are you, boy? Right, move over there. I'm warning you. I may decide to set an exam this term.
Oh, sir.
So just listen. Now, did I or did I not do vaginal juices?
Yes, sir.
Name two ways of getting them flowing, Watson.
Rubbing the clitoris, sir.
What's wrong with a kiss, boy? Why not start her off with a nice kiss? You don't have to go leaping straight for the clitoris like a bull at a gate. Give her a kiss, boy.
Suck the nipple, sir.
Good, good. Well done, Weimer.
Striking the thigh, sir.
Yes, sir. I suppose so.
Marching the neck.
Yes, good. Nibbling the earlobe, kneading the buttocks, and so on and so forth. So we have all these possibilities before we stampede towards the clitoris, Watson.
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir.
Now, all these forms of stimulation can now take place. And, of course, tonguing will give you the best idea of how the juices are coming along. Helen? Now, penetration and coitus, that is to say, intercourse up to and including orgasm. Ah, hello, dear. Do stand up. My wife enters the room, Carter.
Oh, sorry, sir. Sorry.
Humphrey, I hope you don't mind, but I told the Garfields we would dine with them tonight.
Yes, well, I suppose we must.
Well, I said we'd be there by 8.
Well, at least it'll give me a reason to wind up the staff meeting.
Well, I know you don't like them, but I couldn't make another excuse.
Well, it's just that I felt... Weimer! This is for your benefit. Would you kindly wake up? I've no intention of going through this all again. We'll take the foreplay as read, if you don't mind it.
No, of course not, Humphrey.
So, the man starts by entering or mounting his good lady wife in the standard way. The penis is now, as you will observe, more or less fully erect. There we are. Ah, that's better. Now, Carter.
Yes, sir?
What is it?
It's an ocarina, sir.
Bring it up here. The man now starts making thrusting movements with his pelvic area, moving the penis up and down inside the vagina. So put it there, boy. Put it there on the table.
while the wife maximizes her clitoral stimulation by the shaft of the penis by pushing forward. Thank you, dear. Now, as the sexual excitement mounts... What's funny, Biggs?
Oh, nothing, sir.
Oh, do please share your little joke with the rest of us. I mean, obviously, something frightfully funny is going on.
No, honestly, sir.
Well, as it's so funny, I think you better be selected to play for the boys' team in the rugby match against the Masters this afternoon.
Oh, no, sir. We'll be right back.
between Pacific Division and downtown.
Not to denigrate the Venice Police Department, but it was one of our fellas that put this thing together. Prendergast. This is Sergeant Prendergast. Damn fine work, Prendergast.
Fuck you, Captain Yardley. Fuck you very much.
I can't believe it. Did you say that?
Wow.
Sir, you're welcome.
Sir?
No.
2, 3.